You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. It's energy forecast time. As this goes to air, we have a few things going on around this time that we need to consider energetically. And of course, I'm not necessarily talking about astrologically, although I believe there's quite a lot happening in that space too. In the work that I do with my forecasts, I am always looking at an annual theme. I break that down into a quarterly theme, a monthly theme, a weekly theme that I share in my newsletters, and I'll even create a daily theme for myself too. So the reason that I'm referencing this is that, of course, we have a new energy theme for April, but we're also beginning a new quarter. And so we are shifting into a three-month period where we have a theme of life lessons. And so if you didn't join the live event I just recently held where we explored this theme of life lessons for quarter two, but if you do want to listen to it, you can get a copy of that replay on my website. So at helenjacobs.co, and I'll add a link in the show notes so that you can have a direct link to that. The reason that I reference this is that while you're listening to today's forecast around higher self, I do want you to be thinking, or more accurately, feeling into this theme for yourself, but also allowing your own guidance and wisdom to drop in with these associated themes of life lessons and the annual theme of self-love. So, let's have a look at what this energy of higher self, or this theme of higher self, is all about. So by itself, the higher self card is all about seeing yourself from a higher perspective, more specifically from the perspective of your higher self. Your higher self is that part of you that is you at a higher level. It is the spiritual you. It is actually also the part of you, I believe, that is just associated with this particular lifetime. So it is different from your soul. Your higher self does know your path and purpose and gifts in this lifetime. And so your soul has a lot more reference and context because your soul has lived lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So when you connect with your higher self, you're connecting with that part of you on a higher dimension, that part of you that already knows your truth, your path, your purpose. And it is the part of you that is not bogged down like your human self is. The energy of April is effectively asking us and reminding us that we have a higher self, and that one of two things, or perhaps if we add a third, it's all of the above. We're either going to need to connect with our higher self, that there's a reminder here to gain that higher perspective and the perspective of our higher self. Or our higher self is going to try even harder than usual to get our attention. And so, you know, sometimes I reference this as like the thinning of the veil, but most specifically with our higher self. Of course, that could be extended to your broader spiritual support team. It may be that it turns up for you at more of a soul level, but broadly and generally speaking, there is more access or influence to these higher parts of ourselves. I keep using the word higher, and I do think that there is a distinction between our inner guidance and our higher guidance. And perhaps I'll even write about that or share that on the blog in future, on the podcast rather. Maybe I'll do both in the coming weeks. But Spirit makes reference of it here. Our inner guidance is our intuition, what I call our little sage. It's that internal navigation system. It's relying on those four bodies and our psychic senses. But the higher guidance can be from our higher self or our spiritual support team, from our soul, from a whole gamut of light beings that are available to work with us, these non-physical beings. And so there is a sense here that, of course, you can continue to work with your inner guidance, your intuition, but there is higher guidance available to us here. So this kind of higher guidance maybe felt a little easier in April. But if you're wanting to, proactively seek connection, this is the perfect time for tools like meditation, perhaps automatic writing as a way of channeling your higher self. You can use oracle cards or other divination tools as a way of attuning or accessing this higher dimension of ourselves. So have a think about what tools or supports, and I'll talk about them a little bit more later in the episode, but have a think about what tools you already like to use to access your higher self, but also be open to ways that your higher self is trying to get your attention. When I recorded the annual forecast for 2024, and it is still available on my website if you interested, if you haven't listened to it yet and you want to go back to it. But when I recorded the annual forecast, I did make a note of the new perspective card, which is coming up in September. Now, usually I only really pay attention to when the same card is repeated in a forecast, but I did want to make note, and I made this note originally in the annual forecast, that September we have the new perspective card. So this is not an entirely obvious link. This is not necessarily, you know, the kind of energy portals or periods that I talk about, but there is a loose link here. And essentially, I believe that we're building from April this connection to higher self, but more specifically to see ourselves and our lives from that higher perspective. So that by the time September comes around and this new perspective message, I think that we're going to have experienced quite a shift. So whatever it is that we're starting to see or that we're questioning or we're exploring from now until September is essentially this exploration or understanding from this higher perspective. And I feel like we're starting to open that now or starting to explore this in certain ways, but don't expect it all to be here in April. There's time and it may not make sense until September. Now, one other thing that I would note here, again, this came up in the annual forecast, but it's worth repeating and noting here that we're only a month away from what is a four-month mini cycle from May through August, I think it is, with an emphasis on indulge. So essentially what we're building to here is quite, I think, an intense period of spiritual growth collectively. So for those of us wanting to utilize this energy at an individual level, we absolutely have, you know, an ideal opportunity, a chance here for us to maximize our efforts. And let's face it, you're listening to a podcast called The Guided Collective. I suspect that you are one of these people who will be feeling this period of spiritual growth. when we move through spiritual growth, it can feel a little rocky. It can feel like things are changing, not just internally, but they can also change externally too. And so one of the ways to ground ourselves through such spiritual growth is, of course, by connecting with our higher self, but also asking our higher self what it is we need personally to support our own spiritual growth. Throughout April, there's a chance for you to work with your higher self to potentially receive your own divine downloads or insights. But there's also this energy here of peace and forgiveness. I know that I'm connecting with my higher self when that sense of peace and compassion and forgiveness and unconditional love turns up. And I think there's also a sense here throughout this month and probably beyond of being able to hand over our concerns, our worries, and our fears. So over recent weeks, particularly if you receive my newsletters and you follow me on Instagram, it's the social media account I'm most active on, I've been talking about my own concerns and worries and fears, and it's certainly something that my clients and students and just the community at large are talking about. Anxiety has been heightened. We're all rather fatigued from the last few years. And so if you're one of these people, my hand is raised, we're reminded this month to hand it over. What is it in your life? Where are you worried or anxious or, where is fear taking hold? And what could be handed over to your higher self? Could you hand these concerns or fears or anxiety over in such a way that the energy can be transformed and transmuted? Now, this isn't about just glossing over whatever the cause of that concern and worry is. We can also address that too. But there's a sense as we move into April that our higher self wants to take some of the load, some of the burden. And even if at an energetic level that can be eased through that energy of peace and compassion and forgiveness, some of those concerns and worries and fears begin to melt away. Throughout April, really jump on the chance to ask the questions of your higher self about the spiritual growth and the personal development that you specifically are moving through. You can use the energy this month to, of course, meet with your higher self. But while you're there, be sure to ask for the insights, to ask the questions that you might have around your own spiritual growth. So, questions such as how much do I still need to grow or evolve? Or how far have I come? And sometimes that's really important for our higher guidance to remind us of how far we have actually come. And again, remembering to come to that line of questioning with our higher self with a sense of love and forgiveness and acceptance. And if we aren't bringing it, certainly our higher self will. So I've referenced now a few times this idea of love and forgiveness and acceptance and compassion. And this actually reiterates the annual collective theme of self-love. We are entering into some phase here of individual and collective spiritual growth, and that we're to come to this with compassion, love, and peace for ourselves and others. And boy, do we need that in our world right now. Our higher selves can help us with this. So the affirmation that accompanies the higher self card is this: I am open to receiving pure information from my higher self. I trust and lovingly act on this guidance. Now, I said I'd come back to some supports that you may want to draw on or work with throughout this month. Of course, ask your own intuition or your higher self for what would be best for you. What I would personally be working with, or what I would suggest for you, there is a Meet Your Higher Self meditation on my website in the shop. And it may be something that you want to work with, perhaps even repeatedly throughout this month. And, you know, if you've used that meditation before, it is essentially opening, I guess, that portal or gateway or the connection. And you may actually want to use your own meditation practice to invite your higher self in. So it can be my guided meditation or someone else's for that matter. But once you've established a connection, actually sitting in meditation and allowing your higher self to arrive or to invite them in. And then as you've connected with them, ask those questions, particularly about what it is they want you to know, what is the element of spiritual growth that you are moving through, but also being able to hand over. So in meditation, you can visualize or intend that your worries and concerns are being handed over for your higher self to take care of. I did already mention earlier in this episode the idea around automatic writing or journaling more generally. Automatic writing itself is a form of channeling. It's different from a stream of consciousness, but either is fine. Don't get too caught up at this point, if you're new to this, on which form you're actually doing. I think if you were to sit in meditation, maybe even using Meet Your Higher Self meditation, and then taking pen to paper and allowing yourself to bring through whatever comes through, it is different from allowing your mind to kind of just dump all of its thoughts onto a page. This is about connecting, whether it's with your heart, your spiritual support team more broadly, or specifically your higher self. Ask the question, write the answer. For some people, audio is easier. It might be that you want to skip the journaling part and just speak. So the voice memo app on your phone is actually a great way of doing this. And you ask a question of your higher self and allow yourself to talk without thinking. And often that is what I'm doing on these podcasts. A lot of people think there are some episodes where I've got an actual script or some dot points in front of me. These energy forecasts are not. It is just me talking. It is a form of channeling. And so you can play around with that in your own way. And then be sure to either listen to the recording back, but run it through a transcription service. AI has come a long way. Notice what comes back. The other thing that I would suggest is actually creating a to-do list for yourself and for your higher self. And so I'm adapting an exercise here that is actually from Esther and Jerry Hicks. They have a whole range of books. Esther channels Abraham, this higher being. They do a lot on the law of attraction. Most of you will have heard of them. But there is one exercise. I think they call it the placemat exercise. And in Ask and It Is Given, one of their books, Esther describes that she was sitting, I think she was in a family restaurant, you know, where they give you the paper, like placemats. And she turned it over and created two halves. She put a line down the middle, and one half was the to-do list that she was responsible for. And on the other side, everything else was handed over. In her example, it was handed over to the universe. But I'm suggesting that you put whatever you can into the column for your higher self. What is it that you're ruminating on or questioning or worrying about that you can hand over, that your higher self can take care of those details for you? If you do that exercise, make sure you stay open and grateful for the ways that your higher self brings the solutions, the answers, and the change back to you. So hopefully there is a support there that you want to work with this month, or perhaps while you've been listening, something else has come up for you, or perhaps your spiritual support team is going to, bring exactly the right thing that you need. If you ask, it will come. So let's see what unfolds for us throughout the month ahead. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.